morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The pork industry is making headlines this week as it expresses its opinions on subjects ranging from international trade to disease control and epidemic preparedness. 18 agriculture groups representing the majority of production agriculture, including the National Pork Producers Council, sent a letter to the Trump administration recommending it avoid placing restrictions on steel and aluminum imports. The groups are worried that such a move would negatively impact U.S. food and agriculture exports. The group said in the letter that the aftermath of those restrictions could be disastrous for the global trading system and U.S. agriculture in particular. The letter points out that many of those countries exporting steel and aluminum are also the same countries that import a large amount of U.S. agricultural goods. The letter stresses that potential retaliation from those trading partners is very real. The 1994 General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade says national security can be a reason to restrict trade, but is rarely done. The organizations point out that no other country can dictate what another's national security needs are. Now every country with a sensitive industry would know it could follow the example of America and find a national security reason to circumvent trade agreements, no matter how flimsy the reason, they said. The farm groups urged the administration to avoid igniting a trade war through the imposition of restrictions on steel and aluminum imports. Meanwhile, swine veterinarians from across the country visiting Washington, D.C. this week are educating lawmakers about the consequences of a foot-and-mouth disease outbreak in our nation's herds. They're urging lawmakers to establish an offshore vaccine bank to help quickly control and eradicate the disease in the event of an outbreak. 23 veterinarians are making Capitol Hill visits as part of the Swine Veterinarian Public Policy Advocacy Program put on by the National Pork Producers Council. The NPPC's top goal in the 2018 Farm Bill is to create a robust FMD vaccine bank. FMD affects cloven-hoofed animals like cattle and pigs, but it's not a food safety or human health threat. Iowa State University experts point out that an FMD outbreak in America would prompt other countries to shut off U.S. meat exports. That would create a surplus of meat on the domestic market that would cost the beef and pork industries a combined $128 billion over a 10-year span if producers couldn't combat the disease through vaccination. The corn and soybean industries alone would lose $44 billion and $25 billion, respectively. And job losses across the economy would top 1.5 million. Remember, to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program, you can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices for all of your latest agricultural news. You got farm news on Ron.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.